Hey friends, I hope all is well with you. I hope you had a great weekend or a great week. I just want to come on here and just, I guess, talk about something that's been on my mind, and it's preparation or preparing for something. And it's preparing for something that maybe you don't know what you're preparing for, right? If you're preparing to leave for college, then you're going to check the checklist for the dorm rooms you may need to have, the items you need to have for those dorm rooms, the books, things of that nature. So when you know where they're going to next, it's easier to prepare, right? If you don't know where you're going next or what's going to happen next to where you see plans for your life, it's harder to plan for those things. And you may hear a lot of people say, oh, well, just keep trying things and things will happen. And when you're a person like me and you like preparation or routine or anything of that sort, you find yourself needing to know in advance. And what I'm learning along the way is that preparation is trusting that what you're doing right now is going to be part of your life later down the road in some way. So let's say you decide to take art class, right? You decide to take art class and it's going really well. You're enjoying it. You finish the art class, but then you don't do anything with it. Like, you'll dabble in some doodles or things like that down the road, or I guess say every now and then. But you don't really see it fitting in your life as of now. Let's say 5 years, 7 years down the road come along, and all of a sudden you have this time frame opened or time in your life available, and you're like, oh, okay, I know what I can do. I took that art class. Maybe I should start drawing again. So you invest in the art lifestyle. You buy your art supplies and everything you would need, and you just begin to take on a hobby or passion that once was a lesson or a teaching moment for yourself in life that's now becoming a part of your life. And that's how I'm starting to see preparation being. It's okay, I may not see the reason for it now, but down the road, there may be a reason. Or you may not need it at all, right? Or you may need it, but not the whole thing. So if we take the art situation, right? Let's say you, down the line, want to get into art, but the art class you took was on charcoal. So those were your materials. You did charcoal drawings and you focused on that and you really enjoyed it. But down the line, maybe you want to keep your area more clean. Maybe you don't enjoy the texture of charcoal anymore. Maybe you don't even want to do charcoal because it's not your thing anymore. You're fascinated by it, but you're no longer fascinated by it. Well, the things that you learned within that drawing class still count, right? So now you're going to just pass that on to paints, different types of pencils. Maybe it's digital. You know, there's all these different ways that you can apply this artistry into your life, but it may not be the exact thing that you learned. So as you find yourself in a season of preparation or preparing for something, you may realize that, oh, I don't know what I'm going to use this for. I don't know what the purpose is for this situation. As an example, let's take it out of context of something tangible. Let's say you're reading books about memory and you're fascinated, you're engulfed, and you're working on your knowledge on how that brain works. How does memory work? Now, you finish your hyperfixation, right? Let's call it hyperfixation. And you kind of stray away for a while. And then a few years down the road, you see a documentary about the mind. And it mentions a few things about memory. And that enlightens in you. Oh, I learned about memory. I read this book, and I wrote down these notes, and now you're getting that fascination back, and now you're like, I wonder what I can do with this. And let's say you want to see if you can learn the Rubik's Cube. So since you learned about memory, and you watched this documentary that enlightened you about the igniting the desire about memory, can now make you move into a goal in life, which was learning the Rubik's Cube. So now you're like, oh yeah, I always wanted to learn the Rubik's Cube, and it does take memory because I need to learn the solutions. So what if I take some time and every day I build my knowledge about the Rubik's Cube and I learn to solve different solutions or just the main one? And I can see how my skills grow. Like, how do they grow? And in what ways can I now use what I learned, you know, in different manners? And I think we're so, let me not say all of us, but I think we're so fixated on how we are to prepare for something that we can make ourselves so afraid to try it. We can make ourselves overthink, and we begin to go, oh, well, if I do this, then I'll have to do it. Or if I do this, then I don't know if I'm going to waste my money or waste my time. And, you know, I miss hearing about stories of someone saying, you know what, I wanted to learn to sail, and I took these sailing classes, and then I went on this vacation and they had this sail package, and I went on this sailing boat and I got to meet these great people and I got to sail with them and I got to learn even more information about sailing. What if the fear of preparation and the unknowing knowledge of what could be down the line stopped you from moving towards something of an experience that helps you either meet someone, meet other people, learn more information? How many of us have missed opportunities or delayed opportunities because we were so hesitant in the preparation moment or season? And I don't want us to miss out on opportunities or things that we could do in order to become a better version of ourselves than we are right now. We all have room to grow, and we all have the desire to be better. And sometimes we focus so hard on that better being a system acceptance, like, oh, I should go back to school. I should learn a language, you know, or like there are certain things that when you do them, people be like, oh yeah, that's great. You should do that. And I think you should if you feel the need to go back to school or learn a language. I think these are two great things. But what about the things that people may go, why? You know? Why would you want to learn to sail? Why would you want to learn a Rubik's Cube? Why would you want to learn to draw? Why would you want to randomly, you know, want to learn about catering businesses? You know, whatever it is, you may find yourself desiring to learn more about it or wanting to do it, and you may hold yourself back because you're afraid of the rejection or the fear of hearing something that may just discourage you. So I guess the only thing I can tell you is do things for yourself first, and if you need to, do them quietly. Do them for yourself to see if that's something you want to do before telling someone else, so that doesn't, you know, discourage you. Do it because you believe that it makes you happy, puts a smile on your face, something you enjoy. And if you really want to do it, but you're afraid of the feedback, I would tell you, doing it quietly or doing it for yourself until you get the understanding of the foundation of what you're doing would make the experience so much better, even if you get pushback. It will allow you to understand where you stand in the acknowledgement of what you desire to do. It allows you to not have to defend it, but let people know this is what you like and then move on from the subject if questions become a hindrance. You are the leader and the controller of your own device, which is you, your mind, and your body. And you get to choose how that is to look. And an outside perspective can be helpful. Trust, there are people who care about you and want you to understand certain things. And maybe the decision you make may be a situation that could be conflicting with your health, or it could be something that could be a hindrance to you and your physicalness. You know, you just want to be sure that you're not putting yourself in danger. And sometimes hearing feedback like that can make you go, oh, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't drive in, you know, an AV on ice. You know, sometimes people have like, oh, I always wanted to do that. And we're like, probably shouldn't do that. But if it's something that you're excited about and you want to try, do some research about it first and see how you respond to that research. Are you engulfing yourself into it? Are you going deeper? Are you doing deep dives? Are you giving a small mini trial on your own? Because you need to see for yourself if that's something you enjoy, something you like. The preparation of something is for you to get your life and your life assignment in alignment with what could be needed down the line. You may need something down the line in which you are excited about now. I do believe God has us preparing for something before a breakthrough happens. And if your breakthrough is realizing how much you love to draw, and you have this opportunity now to draw for a company or to, you know, express your own art through online sales or through social media, you may not have had the confidence or the experience to do things on a certain level if you never took the initiative before and gave something a try or just saw what you liked about that thing. So overall, just in this preparing season, if you're in one, give things a try, observe, research, and if it's for you and you know it, go in and explore and enjoy. So friends, hopefully that was helpful for you. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, have a happy hibernation.